Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A number of different places I could pick things up, and throughout the course of the morning, we will do all the different variations of this. So you have the Mets with the six-run inning to go up 6-3. So I could have started with the six-run inning, but I figured instead we'll go to the pain first because that's where things, I mean, it was interesting already, but things really got interesting after the Mets take the lead 6-3. And then Edwin Diaz is brought on after Phil Maton was not so good.
By the way, neither one of those guys are going to be available
today,
right?
They
can't be. Yeah, neither one of them.
Well, Diaz and Maton. Before, like, why did Diaz pitch Sunday in a 5-0 game?
Yeah, what was his last appearance prior to that? Was it one of
a week? He had a week
off.
Yeah,
that's why. Yeah.
And you remember we had Ronnie on yesterday, and we were talking about. I asked him specifically about Diaz. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and he goes, you know, he's a weird, you know, not a weird guy, but he goes, closers tend to get better the more they're used.
All right.
And then, you know, that's one of the things I was sending Ronnie yesterday during the podcast. Yeah. Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
And I was texting with you too, Jerry.
Yeah. No, I.
But you texted me first.
I did. I forgot you had golf. I completely forgot.
Yeah, but I was watching a game.
Well, I didn't know. I figured you were a guy. I didn't realize. After I sent it, I'm like, oh, he's golfing, my bad. And then you were actually watching. So anyway, so we pick it up here. The Mets are clinging to this lead, and Ozzie Albies comes up facing Diaz with the bases loaded. This is Howie Rosen, Mets Odyssey Radio.
Here's the 3-1 to Albies. Swing and a fly ball to left, pretty well hit. Back goes Nimmo. It's over his head. One hops the wall. The Braves may take the lead. The ball caroms into the gap. 2-run score. 3-run score. The Braves have taken the lead 7-6.
Oh, yes.
Hi, I'm Howie Rose.
Ooh, I'm Howie Rose.
It's amazing how one thing can turn into another thing that turns into another thing.
Snowballs.
That turns into another thing, and it just completely blows up. That just missed being a home run.
Not by much, but we go to the top of the ninth. The Mets now down 7-6.
That was a short wall, too. Didn't that hit the short wall?
It did hit the short wall, Boomer. Yes, indeed.
Just didn't have enough. But you know who did have enough?
Who?
Your guy, Francisco Lindor.
Hudson ready. His first pitch to Lindor. Swinging a high fly ball. Well hit right center. Harris going back. It's on the way. It is gone! Into the Braves bullpen in right center field. Francisco Lindor has an MVP moment. Whether he wins one or not, he has just put the Mets back on top. 8-7.
Again, Howie Rose. Now on
Holy
TV. I thought the combination of Lindor just kind of not looking like he got it all, and Gary seemed like it was a fly ball.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't know. Lindor stood there and admired it.
No, but
he put his head down low.
It sounded like, if you look at slow motion on a cell phone, it sounded like when he hit it hard.
Yeah, of course. But I mean, if you look at his face is almost like, I got under it.
Just didn't quite get it.
Yeah.
That's what I thought, too. And I'm going to see if I have, I don't know if I have Gary here. Let's see.
The beginning of Gary's call was that it was a fly ball to the warning track. And then when he started seeing Harris kind of jog, he's like.
Just kept carrying and carrying.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Mets do close it out. They win the damn game 8-7, and they do clinch a playoff spot. So here was Lindor post game. What a year so far.
It's been an uphill fight.
feeling an uphill fight. At one moment, I felt like we were putting ourselves in a big hole. I felt like we kept on climbing little by little out of that hole.
And we know he's been dealing with back issues. So here's Brandon Nimmo giving him major props. Nimmo, by the way, had a huge two run home, or at least we thought would have been the home run that put them over the top. Didn't turn out to be, but here was Nimmo on Lindor.
You guys have no idea how hard it is to play with a back. I mean, anybody who's done anything to their back, and then he's swinging, I mean, and he's hitting home runs off of big league pitching. This is unbelievable, and it's a superstar in action.
Amazing. They end up with 89 wins. Mm-hmm. Remember we were talking about what we thought it was going to take for them to get in?
I remember exactly what I said, 88. And that would not have been enough.
You, Jerry, you are
But it was
on
wrong.
It.
But it would have been wrong. They would have missed it. It was 89 was the number.
By the way, they came in third place in the NL East.
Yeah. Good division.
Yeah.
So? They're in the playoffs, man.
So with that win, they clinched the playoff spot. They did lose the second game. So that means they'll go to Milwaukee for game one tonight.
It's like tomorrow. It's
5
hours.
I said tonight, 5:30.
I'm surprised they're not playing like at 11 o'clock today. Here we want to talk about
11 a.m.
Screwing the pooch here.
So here was David Stearns after game two when they really had their celebration. Just thoughts of his manager, Carlos Mendoza.
You know, what's up? I gave him the
eight. No, hold on. This is for you. I forgot. This is. I'll give you that, then I'll circle back. This is Stearns.
Carlos's consistency from one day to the next, regardless of what's going on, regardless of whether we won or lost last night, yeah, it's incredible. And it helps set the tone for the entire clubhouse, the entire group, and it's been really important as we've gone through this entire season.
Steve Cohen was there. He was tweeting about how proud he is of this team. Here he is talking about the roller coaster of the year.
I've never seen a game like that. It was just a total roller coaster. I mean, I had tears in my eyes when we went ahead, and then I was in shock when we fell behind, and then Francisco, you know, just a big boy moment, rises to the occasion. He must have dreamt of that as a kid, and to pull it off, amazing.
Don't we all?
Now, I mean, that's cheap champagne, and what else is that, beer?
Well, they always have beer, yeah. I want to come back to this Diaz clip. So here he was talking about finishing after that horrendous eighth inning.
You guys have no idea.
You know, what's up? I came in the eighth, and they battled, they came back, you know, and then after I saw the homer of Lindor, I told Mendy, I'm going back out no matter what. You know, I don't care what you say, I'm going back out. I will get this win for the team.
How about that?
Okay. I got this poop.
That's what he said. I don't care what you say.
Yeah, I'm going to let a guy steal second, put the runner in scoring position. I mean, I got this poop. Does he even know?
He doesn't even look at the runner.
They could have stole third. And he could have thrown a wild pitch.
Yes.
I mean, as annoying as that eighth inning was, or the top of the ninth, rather, and as annoying as it is to hear him say, I don't care what you say to the manager, he didn't get the job done.
He did.
He
got this poop.
He said, I got this poop, and he delivered.
He got the job done because he got his ass saved by Lindor.
Okay.
And Marte again.
Still did. Hey, facts are facts. So they were drinking that champagne and spraying it all. By the way, they had the safety net of the second game, too. That's one thing.
True.
As great as this was, even if Diaz had blown that game, they were going to win the second game anyway, just like the Braves won the second game.
You would like to think so. Here was Carlos Mendoza back to Milwaukee.
Every doubleheader is a split, according to Al.
Not true. 100% of the time.
Statistically, not true.
Yes, sir.
You're all over that. You knew that going into yesterday's doubleheader.
Yep, like Gio said, it's just a matter of which game you are winning.
100%. Lock.
Right. Except it's 50%. Here's Carlos Mendoza.
Great team. They're a great team. There's a reason why, you know, they have the record. It's not going to be easy, but we'll be ready to go.
And so you'll have Luis Severino and Freddy Peralta going tonight.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.